The Federal Communications Commission yesterday voted to relax rules restricting media consolidation and cross-ownership. A new merger will test those rules. Univision, the biggest Spanish-language TV network, wants to buy the biggest Spanish-language radio network, Hispanic Broadcasting Corporation. Opponents say the merger could give one company a stranglehold over access to the nation's 35 million Spanish speakers. NPR's Philip Davis reports.
In quite a few cities these days, Los Angeles, Dallas, Miami, the most popular evening newscast is not on the local ABC, CBS, or NBC affiliate. It's on the local Univision outlet.
WLTV, Univision 23.
Among the nation's fast-growing Latino population, Univision is big. Its 50 stations and its cable channel, Galavision, command more than 80% of the Hispanic television audience. Yet, in some respects, Univision is small. Its market capitalization is $6 billion, a fraction of companies such as Fox and Viacom, and it has just a 2% share of the total advertising market. That's why the company is pursuing the merger, says Henry Cisneros, the former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development and a former president at Univision.
The merger puts Spanish media in a level playing field with some of the English media. You know, why should the rules be different for a Spanish media company?
The merger, now valued at about $2.8 billion, would combine Univision's properties with 63 Spanish-language radio stations owned by Dallas-based Hispanic Broadcasting Corporation, whose stations dominate 15 of the top 20 Latino markets. Cisneros says the deal will help the new company's bottom line by allowing it to charge higher advertising rates. And he claims it'll be good for the country's Latino community as well.
I know that one of the things that Univision is trying to do is to assure that there are weekend broadcasts on all of its stations across the country. That's an expensive proposition, but you have to have dollars in order to be able to do it.
But the proposal has caused heated debate in the Hispanic community, where many are both proud and a bit wary of Univision's domination of the Latino market. Congressman Javier Becerra, a California Democrat and head of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, says his members are split on the issue.
A lot of folks were trying to be supportive of the effort of Spanish language media to survive against English language media. A lot of folks were concerned that concentration, whether it's in Spanish language media or English language media, might have detrimental effects upon Americans, especially Americans of Latino descent.
In March, 8 Hispanic congressmen wrote the FCC opposing the deal. They noted that while both companies are Spanish language, they're not owned by Latinos. And critics, such as Andrew J. Schwartzman of the Media Access Project in Washington, D.C., say the Univision deal should be looked at in the same light as other media mega mergers.
If we've learned one thing from the conglomeratization of the mass media, it's that when companies go into the debt markets to get the capital to buy a lot more radio and television stations, they devote the cost savings to satisfying Wall Street, and they cut program services.
That, Schwartzman says, was the model used by the dominant player in English language radio, Clear Channel Communications. And Clear Channel is a big stockholder in Hispanic Broadcasting Corporation and will own about 3% of the shares in the merged company, he says.
Clear Channel is brooding omnipresence in this deal, nominally a bit player, but in fact likely to have a very significant role in how this company is managed.
Because, he says, Clear Channel will have an inside track to forge deals linking Univision with its huge radio and concert business. Company spokespeople, though, say Clear Channel will not have any say over major management decisions. As for the proposed merger, it's already cleared one hurdle, approval by the Justice Department's Antitrust Division. Since then, the FCC has neither scheduled hearings nor put it on its calendar, an indication, perhaps, of how closely watched this merger ruling will be. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.